still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Got to get to that Guadalupe replay before we're out here. I just read a story, though, that's got me thinking. The headline had me. 10-year-old boy confesses to killing a man in 2022, which puts him around seven. It's in Texas. He said it started with a threat on a school bus and ended with investigators solving a 2-year-old homicide, and the suspect is a 10-year-old boy. According to the sheriff's office, the 10-year-old boy said he killed a man when he was 7 years old.
Just for snoring too loud.
According to the cops, the child's not going to be charged with homicide because he's too young.
What?
The victim's father said he could not believe that a child was the person the investigators say killed his son, Brandon Raspberry. He was 32, found dead in his RV park.
Of course.
Investigators said at the time the boy had been staying with his grandpa, who lived in the same RV park. Authorities said the boy told him he grabbed a 9mm gun out of his grandpa's truck, went into Mr. Raspberry's RV, saw him sleeping, and shot him in the head. The boy also told investigators he'd only seen that guy walking around the RV park earlier that day. No real reason for it. They're connected. The Raspberry death is they were investigating another couple other people before the kid's info came forward. He's booked on charges for the threat, but as far as the death, he cannot be criminally prosecuted. Well, I didn't know that. Now I want a 7-year-old boy.
Go kill that guy for me over there. He can't. Nothing happened to you.
I didn't know 7-year-olds could. I watch a lot of murder shows. It all starts like this, where they go over and do something heinous at age 7. Everybody's like, oh, he's just a kid. You shoot a dude in the head at a trailer park when you're 7. Your future's already, the die's been cast. You're done.
Sammy the miniature bull?
Yeah, Sammy the baby bull. Here's the rule. It says the victim was killed in the state of Texas. A child does not have criminal culpability until they're 10. So you can get your kids to do all your killing in Texas up until their 10th birthday, and nothing can happen. I predict a murder spree in Texas by a bunch of fourth graders.
Do they get new lodging on that? Are they living in a
what do you mean
psychiatric home or anything like that for?
You think they put the kid in?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. What's the penalty?
Nothing.
It's obviously not prison.
Nothing.
But they've got to be doing some kind of
no culpability. You would hope that the family would say, "Hey, since you shot the neighbor in the head, we're going to get you over to some therapists." But I'm not so sure that the folks in the RV park can afford the therapy or are really big believers of it. You just shot a guy in the head, and they're like, it's not against the law in Texas to shoot someone in the face if you're under 10 years old. We didn't think we'd need this law.
Well, it happens every 40 years.
Well, now that we know, think there aren't going to be some crooked people going, you know, your mother's been up our ass pretty hard here lately, boy, and you're the only one in the house that can actually do something about this. What say?
I'll buy you a PlayStation.
Yeah. You had your eyes on that PS5 for quite a while, haven't you, Timmy?
You don't have to go that deep. Seven?
Yeah, all you have to do. Yeah, it's a nice looking bike. I bet you wish you had a bike, don't you, Timmy?
I sure do, Dad.
Yeah, there's one way to do it. I'm going to go visit Daddy's new friend, Lorraine. Remember Lorraine, the lady from the restaurant? She's nice, isn't she? Now, while Daddy's in there with Lorraine, you go show this to Mommy while she's asleep.
That's a gun.
I know. Your Mommy gets cold. Put it up against her face and warm it up. There you go.
Brett's people like, he did it for a glider.
It was a little boy.
Paper glider.
We got to do something about these little kids. These little baby goons are going crazy.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
It's not against the law, technically, for anyone under 10 to shoot somebody in Texas.
How many dilly bars do you need?
I love a deli bar.
I know. And you know what I love? Lorraine from the restaurant. Your mother, you know what we need to get her used to? She used to be so good about putting things in her mouth. Well, she's asleep. Put this barrel in her mouth and remind her.
This kid finger paints.
Like this?
Yeah, yeah. Just like that. Now, I'm going to take a walk. Squeeze it as hard as you can and feed your mommy a pellet.
Oops.
Oh, she's full. You did good. And we're never going to talk about it again. If the cops ask you was playing around, I never said a word to you.
Okay.
If you want those dilly bars.
How hard it would be to talk a 7-year-old who has no life experience into pulling the trigger.
Hey, come here for a second.
What is it?
I put this gun up on this little thing I manufactured. It's aimed directly at the neighbor's window.
Squeeze. Over a million Italian-Americans have moved to Texas. <Right. in the past.
laughs> Squeeze it as hard as you can.
Like this?
Exactly. Do it again, I think you.
There you go. You got him that time. All right. Thanks, kid.
No problem. Hey.
What is it?
These aren't dilly bars. They're knockoffs.
Hey, you're bright. All right, I'll take you to the DQ.
What do you mean it's not against the law, Texas? What the f*** is going on over there?
I look forward to a Dallas tale.
That's it. Colosimo is going to be over in Dallas, Texas.
That's why we Italians, we immigrated over here to Dallas.
Come here, little one. I
it's
got you.
Good. It's good for the allergies. It was clean air. Colosimo, you got to do me a favor and shoot that hick in the face. Please, for Christ's sake, he's driving me bananas.
I don't like the look of you two guineas.
All right. Yeah, I got a son says different. We don't like the look of you, Hick. Oops. He's 7. Not a thing we can do about it. They're so unpredictable, the little Utes.
The untouchables.
They are. They're truly the untouchables. Bunch of fourth graders with guns.
You don't want the business end of my ass. I'm 7. No criminal culpability.
That's terrifying. Anybody that's for that law is insane. Kid wandered over to the neighbor's house, put a gun to the guy's head and shot it, and came back and said, well, what are you going to do? And they're handcuffed by the idea that they don't have a law. You got to be 10. Got to be 10 or older to kill.
New business opportunity.
I might move over there and take care of some
kid prisons. Max.
I'm all, please, for God's sakes, if that's, I want to be the president of whatever company starts that. Imprisoning the children.
He's 7. He didn't know what he was doing.
Well, you. It's either that or you go to jail. Maybe that's the thing they do. They put the, maybe grandpa who was asleep.
If he was in on
it. Well, not even in on it. If you're just not paying attention. I think there's truth to that. If you think that nobody under 10 can commit murder, then whoever should have been watching them has to go to jail.
Did that in Michigan with those parents?
Yeah, most parents that weren't paying attention to that. Yeah, if you're asleep, the kid gets a gun and goes and shoots the neighbor.
I'm under 10. I didn't know what I was up to.
Yeah, then you got to go to jail. But it's kind of worth it to a lot of those Dateline people and go through great lengths to plan the disappearance of their spouse. Oh, all you need is a 7-year-old.
The Nat Geo kid lockdowns.
Oh, man. This is a whole new world. This is what they were singing about. A new fantastic point of view. It's Guadalupe Replay. We had Snoop in there, 420. Smokey Brady was in the center square. That's before we knew Biden had cannibalism in his family. That probably would have made an appearance. Plenty of good fun in Guadalupe last Friday. Let's replay it now, shall we? It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.